I'm gonna talk to all the fellas here tonight. Hey, fellas. Hey, ladies. Ooh. I'm gonna tell you something. All the men here tonight. Look, if you decide to roam and leave your happy home, you got to pay the house note, the child support, the insurance bill, and all the mental bills. It's cheaper to give her.
She's my heart desire.
I found a sweet love.
If you leave me, oh, let me tell you, Bobby, I surely die now. Oh, yes, I do it now. I surely die. I want to tell the world about this right here.
Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, this is Donald Byrd, and this is Monday Night Madness.
Carry on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. Oh, Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Hey, we're waiting for the professor to tune in, chime in.
Getting it together.
Oh, yeah. You're doing fine, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Walking in Rhythm, one of my favorite songs.
Yes, mine too. Mm-hmm.
The Blackbirds.
Oh, gosh.
Man. It's going to be a night to remember. StudioWBuzz.com.
I need an Afro Sheen blowout kit in a pit.
Hey, let's do this. The Blackbirds! Walking in Rhythm, The Black Birds. Just got a few more before the professor chimes in. This one. Hey, professor.
Yes.
You remember this. He's got a look on his face.
Aw, shit. Man, you're hitting it tonight, man.
Oh. Oh, we're going to hit it. Oh, I'm on three cylinders right now.
Just three? Okay.
When you chime in, it's going to be four.
Oh, let's do it.
It's Monday Night Madness 4.0. Happy music. Couldn't agree more, Professor.
Always love that.
Happy music. There cannot be a truer line happy music make you feel good all the time.
And that's what we are about here at Studio W, Monday Night Madness. That's what, you know, you touch on that so much, you know?
I do. Mm-hmm. Because I want our audience to realize that music has an extremely profound therapeutic value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, it does.
We talk about music with musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, mm-hmm. we do. And the reason why we say that, because it is serotonin, and that's a good feel vibe, and that good feel drug that you get, right, when you listen to music.
It's the happy or the reward chemicals of the brain.
And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And music can do that for you. Mm-hmm. Now, also, there's an opposite side to that as well, because also music can make you sad. Music can make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Music can have a profound effect on the way you act. It can.
It really, really can. And it's been proven. There are studies
over
on that.
Over and over. And we've done shows on this, mm-hmm. right? We've done shows, and we talked about the therapeutic value of music. We also talked about the ill effects that negative music will have on you, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it has been proven, like you said. Guys, look it up. Don't take our word for this thing, right? But you should. Tonight, Professor.
Yes.
We are showcasing who?
We are showcasing Ms. Randy Crawford.
Man.
Mm-hmm. One of William's favorite artists.
I've been talking about this for, what, 2-3 years or so? And Professor decided to say, okay, tonight we're going. Professor, he's in charge of producing and telling us, okay, this is what we're going to do on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the theme is. This is who the artist is. This is what we're going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much like we do on Sunday Night Go. And you fell asleep on us last night. Sunday Night Go, yes, with the jazzy one.
Yeah, I own it.
Yes, you do, and I'm holding you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know I will.
It was a long day yesterday.
You know, guess what? Friends will tell you the truth, right? And yes, I'm telling you, yep, you missed a great show last
mm-hmm.
night.
Okay.
Okay, all right. That's all I got to say.
All right.
You know, it's kind of like, when a friend of yours said, man, you didn't make it to this concert. And after I tell you how great it was, you said, man, I wish I could have.
I know. Doesn't that suck? Yes.
Yeah, I like rubbing it in, too. So, Randy Crawford, before we start this, tell us a little bit about Randy Crawford.
Randy Crawford, born February 18th, 1952. She is from, can you get this, Macon, Georgia.
I didn't know that.
From the same soil as Richard Pennyman, okay? So you know music is definitely in those arteries and veins.
Embedded.
And it's so interesting that you played the Blackbirds earlier. You're talking about a fusion of jazz and soul, R&B and funk. Well, Crawford, look, you're talking about jazz, you're talking about R&B, and smooth jazz. And that's really one of the reasons why she didn't break hardcore mainstream too much, was because, well, the industry didn't know what to do with her. She's so multi-genred. Now, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, boy.
In 1988, 89. Okay. That was when the executives just kind of took the bull by the horns. They sat her down. They'll do that with you. If you're too much on the fringe, but you have great talent and potential, you know, and you have like a long discography behind you, but no big hit. After a while, they get tired. Mm. They have a meeting with you. Look, we want to break into this Billboard Hot 100 now.
Let me tell you what happened.
That's true.
I'm going back several years right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was turned on to Randy Crawford by someone who was from Scotland.
Scotland?
She was more famous over there than she was here.
Well, isn't that always the way, especially with skin folk?
That was classic, folks. Let's get into it right now. He said skin folks, that's right. It was no mistake. He knew what he was saying.
Josephine, Eartha, Dexter. This is really history. Sure.
They appreciate.
If I may say so, Elroy's book's doing better in Britain than it is.
See it. We're going to step aside. I've never been to me.
I've no doubt you dream about the things you
That voice.
But I wish someone had to talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Into Georgia, California, and anywhere I could run. I took the hand of a preacher man, and we made love in the sun. I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives? You see, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sip champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed them what I've got. I've been dressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never.
Randy Crawford. You know, this artist, thank you so much for picking her after 2 years. Okay. One of my favorite artists around the globe. The uniqueness of that voice. The tonality. It just...
Everything must change.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later. Oh.
We'll hold that thought.
Oh.
Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold.
for that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. A wound but never much too soon. But everything must change. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. Away the time. Nothing goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of. Except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the skies, the hummingbirds do fly. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the skies, the hummingbirds do fly.
It's from that Everything Must Change album, Randy Crawford.
Hey, yeah.
That's our featured artist tonight, Professor.
Yeah, 1976. That was her, you know, coming out party there, you know?
Wow.
Pretty much.
Was this doing before or after the Crusaders?
Oh man, before. That album was 76. Now Crusaders, you're talking about with Street Life, you're talking about 81.
Now, was she also a concert pianist? I believe she was. Correct me if I'm wrong. This one is called Love Like a Newborn Child.
And we'll get back to that.
All right.
Full of bright new dreams. But we can't stay.
Oh, by the way, Jazz is listening. The fabulous Jasmine Vegas.
Awesome.
Yes, to me.
Thank you.
A new life. Newborn child, tender and sweet, and in need of.
love can. Precious indeed is the love we share, like a newborn child, like a tiny baby. Up strong, you lullaby a new love with a happy song, because a new love is like a newborn child, cherish and guard it and hold it close, give it your heart and just pray it grows and grows.
You know, Professor, I was right. She was more successful in the UK than right here.
And I couldn't find any information about her being a concert pianist, did you?
I will get back to that in a minute.
Okay.
But you guys remember this one.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's a staple.
I thought that was going to be the showstopper, but okay.
No. I've got one for you.
Because there's no place. You walk, you talk, you're who you
Kept right on.